We're going to head out to Oxford and be joined by Miami head coach Chuck Martin. Good morning, Chuck. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing fine. Thanks for your time, and obviously a tough Saturday in Kalamazoo when you got back to your office and watched the film. Talk about the performance by your Red Hawks.
Yeah, just the harsh reality of the game, how well we played versus the results we got. And that's when you talk about winning football games, you talk about big plays and turnovers, and obviously turnovers were the story of the day. There's 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. We're down 21-16, and we've outgained Western 355-171 at that point in the game. So a lot of the things that we set out to do defensively against a really, really, really potent offense that's really, really multidimensional with their great running game and their ability to throw the ball and create big plays and score points through the passing game. You know, you're 50 minutes of the game and you have them at 171 yards, but you're trailing 21-16, and you're trailing 21-16 because you're throwing a pick six and you haven't cashed in on red zone opportunities. We three trips down inside the red zone, we came away with 6 points, and then you have a blown assignment on defense and you let them throw the ball over your head. So very frustrating as far as our kids really prepared well, their approach is really good. Hard to go and win a game on the road against a quality opponent like Western. We knew what we were up against. When you watch the tape, you feel like, man, your kids did everything you want them to do. But the lesson is, we always talk about every week, keys to winning is turnovers and big plays. And then our inability to put points on the board after nice drives. It's not like we didn't move the ball. We had 355 yards. Basically through three quarters, but we're not finishing drives. So we got to be able to finish drives much better than we did. But we did a lot of good things against a good team and put ourselves in position to win. Then obviously the last 9 minutes of the game, they made some plays and put us away.
And a reminder for our writers on the call, please hit star one on your keypad for questions for Coach Martin and all of our coaches throughout today's conference call. Obviously early on, you got the lead. What was working offensively and for your Red Hawks early on in that first quarter?
We ran the ball, you know, fairly effectively. Our tailbacks had 20 carries for 90 yards, so average over 4 yards a carry when we try to run the ball. We mixed in. We were fairly efficient throwing the ball. But even with our ability to move the ball, we've got to come away, you know, I'd say we're down there three times and we got 6 points. You know, if you got 14 or 17 points, completely different story. So we ran the ball effectively, and we threw the ball effectively between the 20s. But inside the 20, we didn't execute, and credit to Western because they did execute, and they got the stops they needed in the red zone and forced us into field goal situations. And one time we had a fourth and a half a yard and couldn't get it trying to run the football. So credit to Western, but we got to obviously be better in that area.
When you turn the page, you got another crossover game this coming Saturday with facing Northern Illinois. Obviously, it's a home game this time, but just talk about your opponent this Saturday with seeing NIU and what are some of the challenges they'll present to you both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, obviously, they're coming off a really, really nice win at OU. Tough place to win. Tough to beat OU anywhere, let alone on the road. In a really, really hard-fought football game. Obviously, down the last play, they kicked a field goal where both teams just kept coming back and neither team wanted to give it up. And so they've got some momentum coming off that win. Obviously, they're sitting at 1-1 just like we are, just like most of the league is sitting at 1-1 right now. Always talented on defense, very fast, very athletic, run and hit. They've been the stingiest defense in our league for a number of years, and they are the same way this year. They're very athletic, and they love to run and hit, and they love to pressure quarterback. Offensively, they've always been a physical run team. They got the transfer quarterback in who's got a lightning release, got a crazy great arm, threw for 300 and well over 300 yards a week ago against OU, who has a very strong defense. But his ability to get the ball out of his hands, his ability to make quick decisions, his ability to get the ball from point A to point B in a hurry because of his arm strength is pretty scary. Then they got a lot of big athletic receivers, and then they got two really, really good tight ends that they use a ton. Then obviously their slew of running backs, Harbison's one of the most physical running backs in our league and has been a very, very good player in our league. And he hurt us a year ago in the game, and we know what we're up against there. So they're balanced, probably more balanced on offense than they've been, with the ability to throw the ball a lot better. They still run it really good, and then obviously everybody knows how strong they are on defense. So it's a great test we've had. You know, we had Buffalo, Western, Northern right out of shoot. Obviously three really, really, really strong MAC program. So really, really good test for our football team.
What's the biggest growth you're looking to see from your Red Hawks this coming Saturday?
Yeah, defensively, we played really good a week ago, but we gave up a couple big plays. And we had a couple key penalties. We had two interceptions called back, penalties, which obviously were critical plays in the game. And then offensively, it's really third down and red zone. We probably had our most productive day offensively moving the football and sustaining drives, but we were 4-for-20 in the third down, fourth down situations. And again, we've already talked about our job of not getting it done in the red zone.
From a running game perspective, talk about Jalen Bester and Trey Shelton and what you want to see from your running game specifically.
Yeah, just we probably just need to see more of it. We've run the ball fairly effectively the last 2 weeks, but we gotta get more, even more out of the running game. And again, we got, you know, 2 weeks ago we could stick with the running game because we're the team that got the lead and was playing ahead. Obviously, we got down 21-6 at halftime, so we're now trying to play catch up and play throwing the ball more than we would really like to, but it's what you got to do when you're playing from behind. You got to try to get back in the game. So I like our slow running backs. I like how even against Western, we got a lot of tough yardage, and we moved the ball effectively running the football. We probably just need to run it more and stick with it.
From a quarterback position and seeing Brett Gabbert obviously having some success early in the first quarter, but the big pick that really turned the momentum. And then he went on to have a couple more picks later in the day. Talk about what you do with a young quarterback in an afternoon like that.
Yeah, and again, it's everybody has those days, and obviously young guys definitely have those days. First one's a bad throw, can't make that throw. Saw the guy coming off the edge, hesitated, decided not to throw it. Then he decided he was going to throw it and already kind of knew it was a bad look, so just made a poor choice. He hasn't made many poor choices. Other two picks were late in the game. We're down two possessions, you know, 6 minutes ago. He's trying to force the issue and make some plays. Those are still learning moments. Those are less, to me, concerning than the first one, just a bad decision when there's no pressure on us to make a play there. We can just get out of down and keep moving. We're up 6-0 at the time, and we're inside their 30-yard line, so we're already in position to score points. That's the mistake that we for sure have to eliminate.
Well, Chuck, thank you for your time. We'll let you get back to preparation for Northern Illinois. I want to wish you the best of luck this coming Saturday, and we'll talk again next Monday morning.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Chuck. For Chuck Martin and his Miami Redhawks coming off the 38-16 loss at Western Michigan in that contest, again, quarterback Brett Gabbert, 26 of 45 passing for 260 yards with three interceptions, and Jalen Bester running back 11 carries, 45 yards, and one touchdown. For Miami, they will be hosting Northern Illinois this coming Saturday, October 19th. That game at 2:30 p.m. Eastern and available on ESPN+.